Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a platform where citizens can access legal information in their native languages without having to navigate the complexities of the justice system or incur hefty lawyer fees. That's exactly what the Nyaya Setu AI chatbot promises to deliver. The Nyaya Setu AI chatbot, launched under the Disha program of the Department of Justice, is a multilingual conversational AI chatbot that helps citizens understand their legal rights in simple language, explains court procedures, filing processes, and legal timelines, guides users to appropriate legal aid services, and provides initial legal consultation without requiring lawyer fees. What makes this significant is that it works via voice and text in Indian languages, making it accessible to a wide range of people. First, let's talk about the Bhashini platform, which is India's national language translation mission aimed at making digital services accessible in Indian languages. Bhashini provides open-source AI tools for automatic speech recognition, translation, and text-to-speech in Indian languages, covering all 22 scheduled languages under the 8th schedule of the Constitution. Crucially, it is used across government portals, legal services, healthcare, and agricultural platforms, and Nyaya Setu uses Bhashini's ASR to convert voice inputs into text for legal queries. It is worth pausing here to note that India faces a profound justice access gap, and the Disha program is a Department of Justice initiative to bridge the digital and linguistic divide in legal access, integrate AI, vernacular language tools, and legal aid networks, complement NALSA infrastructure, and support the constitutional mandate under Article 39 of which provides for free legal aid for the poor. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that access to justice is a fundamental right, and technology can play a crucial role in making governance more inclusive. Now, let us turn to the legal aid framework and its constitutional basis. The constitutional provisions, such as Articles 39, 21, and 14, which guarantee equality before law, are essential in understanding the context of access to justice. And here is something that surprises many students: the Nyaya Setu AI chatbot is not a replacement for human judgment, advocacy, and institutional accountability, but rather a tool to democratize information access. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which deals with governance and social justice. Remember this number, Article 39 of which was added by the 42nd Constitutional Amendment in 1976, is a part of the directive principles. Note this carefully: the role of technology in making governance inclusive, as well as the importance of language AI tools like Bhashini, DigiLocker, and Nyaya Setu, are all crucial aspects of digital India. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but what is relevant is that Article 39 was added by the 42nd Constitutional Amendment in 1976. The Husainara Khatun v. State of Bihar case in 1979 held that speedy trial is a fundamental right under Article 21. NALSA, or the National Legal Services Authority, was established in 1987 and is chaired by the Chief Justice of India. The 8 scheduled languages include 22 scheduled languages, all of which are covered by Bhashini. The Digital India Bhashini Division, or DIBDA, is under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY. And, importantly, India's courts have crossed the milestone of 5 crore pending cases, which is a governance crisis requiring both infrastructure and tech solutions. Moving on to the implications of this, it's clear that the Nyaya Setu AI chatbot is a significant step towards making access to justice more inclusive, but it's also important to recognize the limitations of technology in this context. While AI legal chatbots like Nyaya Setu can democratize information access, they cannot replace the human judgment, advocacy, and institutional accountability that genuine access to justice demands. In conclusion, the Nyaya Setu AI chatbot and the Disha program represent a crucial step towards bridging the justice access gap in India, and understanding the nuances of this initiative is essential for your UPSC preparation, as it highlights the intersection of technology, governance, and social justice. The significance of this topic lies in its potential to impact the lives of millions of Indians, and its relevance to the broader themes of access to justice, digital inclusion, and the role of technology in governance.